went to the barbershop on Friday, and it was heated discussion, you know, and I can't lie.
Like, of our lifetime, this is probably like a top three barbershop type moment. Topic. Like, you got the Gunna's plea.
Gunna snitch. I was there. I was in the barbershop the day Gunna snitch.
That has to be the top two.
Yeah, man.
Probably like, Drake versus Meek. That's a top three barbershop debate time of our lifetimes.
So, yeah, man. Like, and I can't lie. You know, obviously the beef and the Kendrick verse was one thing, but the Cole Project, it definitely, it reignited the fire in a healthy way, I would say. You know, like, some people liked it, some people hated it, but like, regardless, you know, you felt a way about it, which I think is good for, you know, not just art and stuff, but
how did you feel about it,
the competitive side about it? I like the project, typical J. Cole, so like, not too much wowed me, but I do think his rapping ability is up. I do think, like, you know, there's some bars on here that are corny and that are misses, but like, for those, all the ones I was seeing on social media, I do think there were like a lot of songs and a lot of flows and a lot of pockets he was catching that it just felt a little bit more modern than like if I were to go back and listen to 2014 Forest Hills Drive. Like, for example, track 4, I think it was called, what, Hunting Rabbits?
Fuck running in place, I never do that. My destination is running the map. I run in your trap like running your work. For somebody get hurt, nigga, run or get clapped. I ain't cool with these dudes, I don't fool with these dudes. I don't wanna show love, I don't wanna give dap. I just wanna kick back, take trips, make hits, make big chips stack to they tallest Chris Stapps.
Really like that track. Just kinda caught a pocket, the whole song. Followed up with, what, the Central C song, which was a little bit of a surprise. You know, I wasn't expecting J. Cole to hop on a, it's not even like really UK drill, it was like kind of the happy Pink Pantherist type UK
he slid on that joint though.
I'm allergic to the cap, I can't hear these niggas rap without an EpiPen. You'll never see me in Giuseppe, I find them tacky, look what I'm stepping in. Some shit I designed with Italians, calling them Indy 5000s, or maybe 500. I kick the door down if I wanted it, niggas won't let me in.
He slid, yeah, and the Central C verse was fire, so like, I appreciate it, you know? I appreciate the project. I'm not one of these niggas that's going to come out and just hate when, like, somebody, you know, somebody that's at the top, near the top of the genre drops some music. So, yeah, I mean, the diss, if I'm now transitioning, like, just the sentiment, the shit was weak.
I mean, we're past the like diss at this point now.
No. See, Ty just wanted to just move past
this. No, I'm saying, like, just backtrack. We passed it. There's no reason to kill the diss when J. Cole has, like, killed the diss himself. Like,
nah,
I don't see the point in doing a deep dive.
We got a deep dive, bro, because this shit is embarrassing.
First of all, the title, Might Delete Later. Like, that's already corny, bro.
Facts. That's for the whole project, not the diss.
You sound like you're typing on a Finsta, Might Delete Later. What?
Stand on that shit. That's all I'm saying, nigga. Like, gotta stand, first of all, the beat wasn't even for you, nigga. That whole.
You didn't even really.
What's the name of the
respond.
Song? That, like, that verse wasn't even for you. You caught a few strays because you just so happened to be running with the boy. But that verse wasn't meant for you, nigga. Like,
determined not to say Drake by name this podcast, bro. I said Drizzy and the boy. You gonna say Champagne Poppy next?
You feel me? If they had 30 bullets in that clip, maybe you maybe caught two of them, nigga. Like, that was not for you, my nigga. And you was in close proximity, so I didn't feel a need. Like, if you was gonna come on here and let's talk about it, I think he had better disses throughout the project, better little jabs than the whole 7-minute drill dedication at the end.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, come on. I mean, let's just talk about the this was weak to begin with.
My question, can I ask a quick question first?
Go ahead.
This was kind of like a thing, like a back and forth in my head. I'm like, if you want to diss, I feel like you should just really diss. But like, I understand, you know, the music industry and like, you know, you would be dumb not to get in on this beef. Low key, you know, it's gonna like, you're getting streams, you're getting ticket sales. Dreamville Fest has just happened. Like, you would be foolish to not try and profit off of it a little bit. But my thing is like, yo, if you want to drop a project, because I think like the fact, like, there's some good, those songs are the songs that I listed that I liked. I feel like they're getting hidden behind the beef. And because J. Cole is the loser in this beef, like, everything he drops just got to represent like L, which, like, I like, maybe even if it's an L, it's money and it streams for him, so he might not really care. But at the same time, I feel like it would have just been more tasteful to, like, I'm basically asking, could he have dropped the project separate from the diss? or are the two just way too together?
No. I think the evidence of like everything that's going on, J. Cole was going to drop this project regardless. It is what it seemed like. He dropped a surprise project last Dreamville Fest. It did the whole like Dreamville whatever. The project was thick or whatever. They dropped that project. So he always likes to drop a surprise project pre-Dreamville just to get like everybody going excited.
Okay.
So I think My Delete Later, like based on the rollout, they've been doing this shit for months, was going to come out that weekend regardless. Then I think the whole 7-minute drill diss just so happened like that made him make a quick move. He was like, if I drop something, kind of like Drake getting on that song and getting off that song by that rapper, like I'm not going to drop a verse because everybody wants to hear a Kendrick response. J. Cole was like, I'm going to look crazy if I drop an album without a Kendrick response. Dust the Kendrick response at the end of the album. And then he comes back 2 days later, like, damn, that was a kind of a dumb move. let me apologize. Like, I didn't even want to do that.
Heat of the moment.
Did his homework.
Heat of the moment. Okay.
This is
okay.
My first overall draft pick, man. That's
not.
Nigga had the press release ready immediately. He said, statement.
Nigga telling both sides of the story. I'm weak.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like it makes the most sense because I'm just like, there's good music on here, but I'm just like, if this was meant to be a diss album, in that sentiment, which is where I feel like it was kind of marketed as, that's weak.
I don't think it was meant to be. I think it wasn't. It's like similar to the whole Future album, like Future and Metro album. Like that's what kind of pissed me off when it first dropped, even before J. Cole apologized. I was like, damn, that's kind of. I really wish he didn't add this disc. Cause like this is a good album. Like this is J. Cole's best album since that's probably like 2016. It's like nobody's going to talk about the album just because like this disc. Like that was all everybody was talking about, and it was the same thing happened with the Future and Metro. We Don't Trust You. Like everybody just talking about like that.
If the diss was good, if the nigga was, I don't know if he gave a half-ass effort, if he was a little scared.
He just lied. He said your albums are ass.
And a whole combination of things. But the song itself, fuck what he said, fuck all the shit surrounding it, was not good. It was not a good diss.
Light work, like it's PWC, it's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing, you want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching, I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pinching. I told him chill out, how I look having henchmen, if shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in the veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic, your last shit was tragic, your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it.
I got a phone call, they say that somebody's dissing. What, nigga? It's the biggest song in the world. What do you mean you got a phone call,
also,
nigga? Like this just caught
like,
you
nigga,
off guard.
It's also like, nigga, you have a flesh wound from a couple bullets in your arm. Like, I don't understand how you can send a warning shot when you've been shot. That's like a nigga shoot me, and I'm like, watch out, I'm about to shoot you. Like,
but then he begins the song. It's like he's like just slightly jabbing, like just touching the nigga. Like he's trying not to say nothing too wild. Like these PG-13 ass disses over this like slow. Just it's lulling me to sleep. And then he wants to switch it up at the end.
Conductor.
I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap pillars 2-6. We don't act niggas, we get at niggas. Shoot a nigga, lights out. Yeah, my dog, stat filler, stat stuffers, triple double. Get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect.
I like the end switch up.
The end switch up was nice.
If I could rewrite history and like give J. Cole advice the Thursday before, I'll be like, don't attach this diss to the album. Just drop that little end snippet by itself. Make that a post on Instagram. Don't attach it to the album. Trust me. Just do the second half. Because the first half is where he got the lies off. He was like, Timber Butterfly was tragic. That shit put the niggas to sleep. Blah, blah, blah. Like, he dropped one hard verse every 30 months. Like, he just said all these things. I was like, Cole, you don't believe. Like, if Drake said To Pimp a Butterfly was ass, I'd be like, all right, I can see why Drake would think To Pimp a Butterfly is ass. But J. Cole, nigga, this is an album you would love to make.
You said, damn, inspired KOD. Like,
exactly. I don't believe you when you, like, talk down on Kendrick's discography. So it was like, that whole first half was just not believable to me from the jump. But the second half of the diss, I was like, that's cool. If he just said the second half, I'd be like, it's cool. That's solid.
And that was my point. Like, you came weak at the beginning, like you were scared. Shit ended up being whack. You lied. Everybody knows you're lying. You know you're lying. You won't even you won't even say it in a convincing way, nigga. Like,
have we ever
like, is this nigga Cole like, describing himself?
Have we ever heard a diss like this? Like, like, have we ever heard a diss where the dude is just, he's just, you know, he feels bad almost. Like, I mean, now we know he didn't even want to do this shit.
Nah, bro. Then he comes, and that was the worst part. That was the icing on the motherfucking cake. It's just like, all right, nigga, nigga's going to forget about this. Drake going to drop a verse eventually. Like, you're going to just be cast to the wayside. This was never your beef to begin with.
Could have left
then
it.
Then you go on stage at your festival, and you apologize to the nigga who dissed you, who you dissed back. And then you apologize like, like you did damage, or like the nigga, like, got hurt or something. Like, you dropped this weak ass diss, like you dropped Ether. Nigga apologizing like he ended bro career or something.
The nastiest part, he said, it's all love. And my nigga, my chin is out. If you send your best shot, my chin is out. Nigga was asking that chin to get out punched.
Drake said that same shit.
Nigga's asking to get punched. Like,
that's the thing. I think
that's crazy.
The apology came from that first half because he just said, like, I hate it. Basically, like, the conversations that ensued. Like, after the diss, everybody got their Timber Butterfly hate off on Twitter. Like, niggas was just waiting for somebody mega to diss Timber Butterfly. So, everyone was like, yeah, that album is ass. And, like, that's not Cole's MO. Like, Cole's whole thing. Like, he's the, everybody jokes, he's the nigga that rides bike and pushes positivity. Like, that's his bag. So, like, him enforcing hate. I can see why, like, from a hip-hop fan, like, thing, I can see why everybody was, like, killing him. But as a J. Cole fan, I didn't really care. Like, I didn't care from the jump. Chance like tried to kill me in a group chat. He was like, you love J. Cole, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, this diss was never for J. Cole. His whole involvement in this has been irrelevant to me from the jump. Like, I just didn't care from the jump.
So are we like kind of like in agreement that it was kind of not like a, I mean, it was a reasonable clout chase from J. Cole, but he just,
I don't think he got peer pressure. Like, I don't think J. Cole was chasing clout.
Who peer pressured?
Nah, because he didn't have to respond to Kendrick.
He didn't have to respond if he didn't want to. What do you mean peer pressure? This is J. Cole we talking about.
Did you watch the response? He said, I got 1,000 texts. All my niggas told me go back at him. Everybody told me go back at him. I went back at him. I feel terrible. Like, he got peer pressure.
Why do you feel terrible, nigga? Like, what is there to feel terrible? You did not bear. I could feel.
Wait for Drake at least.
There's only two things to be terrible.
You shouldn't go first.
Think about. One, you buried the nigga, right? You said something wild, like if Pusha T came back and apologized for exposing Drake Baby, that would be a reasonable apology. Like, hey, damn, I took it too far. Like, that's a reasonable apology. Or are you apologizing because that shit didn't hit, it didn't deliver? Like, I mean, and now you want to backtrack on it? Like, I didn't really want to do it.
No, nigga, I think the nigga is apologizing because it didn't hit. Like, that's crazy.
It didn't hit, exactly.
I don't think that's why he's apologizing.
If niggas would have been talking about this shit, like, oh, I don't know, like, that nigga Cole, like, he can't, like, Cole would have stood on that. Like, he probably would have turned up to the song at the end. Like, saw immediately this weak ass diss track. Immediately, I opened up Twitter 30 minutes after the album drop. Niggas hadn't even got through the whole album. I hadn't even listened to the album. Niggas like, this diss track weak.
Niggas got to the diss in record time. I don't know how. I don't know how they found. They had to use AI to like source through the album. The album dropped at 11. I was in New Orleans. The album dropped at 11. At 11:07, niggas was quoting the diss. I was like, bro, how y'all even find this shit?
Yeah, it's just tough because, like, it was preventable. I think that's the reason I'm so just upset, disappointed is the word.
And now I have to watch. My thing
it's
is
not
just
ethical.
That.
It's not ethical.
You
it's
gave me the bait. Like,
it's not real.
You have to watch this nigga Kendrick. Like, if Kendrick didn't have no fuel or nothing to go back at you now, if he wants to, nigga, he could put you. He could put you under, nigga. You gave him unlimited
self-defense. Self-defense. He'll walk too. He's beating the case. No jail time.
I don't think Kendrick is even going to respond to Cole anymore.
This shit not even working.
It's
not
worth it. I think it's Kendrick versus Drake.
Nigga just dug his own grave and jumped in it and put the dirt back on himself. Kendrick don't need to do nothing
sorry.
But he don't need to do anything but visit the gravesite. Just give his condolences and move on.
Yeah, I think that's the theme of this album, though. Like, truly, listen, it was a good album. It was a nice album. Like Ty said, I would wholeheartedly agree with that. It's some of the better music collectively, if not the best music he's put together since at least For Your Eyes Only, what was that, 8 years ago at this point, and for it to be overshadowed by this weak ass diss and your subsequent apology. I mean, like, if you're a true Cole fan, like, you can't be, I don't know. I'm just, as a non-Cole truther or, like, fan, like, just somebody who casually likes Cole, like, I respect Cole. This does not have me excited about the fall off.
Facts. I mean, that's the thing.
Facts.
This is, like, first of all, J. Cole's, like, been the butt of every joke since 2017. Anything, like, this was on the docket for, like, 5 weeks ago before anything even happened with Kendrick, about how anytime J. Cole, he's like the Squibble meme, whenever Squibble would pop out behind the curtains and niggas just start throwing tomatoes, that's J. Cole. Like, anytime he starts a rollout, niggas just start going at J. Cole. So, like, that was going to happen regardless. It was going to happen regardless.
If J. Cole just dropped this album, though, and let's say he don't even respond to Kendrick, I'm saying I feel better.
Hell yeah, feel,
but
bro.
This now I'm just feeling like, all right, Cole, I already thought the music was low-key corny, bro. Now I'm just thinking you're like a corny human being.
Your intentions are corny. How you have corny intentions?
So I can't hear you in the music. Like, you can't come on no drill hard shit later on because I'm going to think you're a phony.
And you know he loves to do that on his albums. These niggas is ducking smoke when I come out of the window. Like, we're not even about to believe
it's
you.
Like,
anymore.
No, nigga.
We don't believe you anymore.
It's like, I don't believe you at all.
It's like a drill, right? It's like Gunna. Gunna can't rap about, you know, toting the poles and doing all the street shit. Like, you can be fly. You still got that. But, you know, doing this shit from before is just not going to hit the same.
Staying 10 toes down, like, you can't mention that in this song, nigga.
Yeah, like, you can't. Like, yeah, like, he knows it. And he knows it. The issue is,
not going to lie, craziest part. I mean, we're going to do label drops and ads later in the pod, but the thought... This nigga J. Cole just secured his spot on my roster. I'm not dropping this nigga at all. Now he has more to prove than ever. Like, if the fall off is below an 8, his legacy's cooked. Like, he has to deliver a classic. So it's like, all right, I'll take that bet with you.
In real time, listeners, you see,
you hear this
inside the mind of a J. Cole fan.
You are.
Niggas bought more stock after this.
I did. This is like Kanye post the whole Taylor Swift, Travis after Utopia. I mean, Astroworld. It's like, you got to deliver something.
Ooh.
I'm taking a bet.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I mean, but that's J. Cole. I'm not going to give a percentage. That's not his whole thing. But, like, that was, like, especially now, J. Cole talking about he's at his prime. He's at the top of his game. He's unfuckwittable. You're not, bro. Maybe you're at the top of the game. Maybe you're in your prime. You're not unfuckwittable, though. Because you backing down from niggas. Like, you already lashed on the Drake coattails with this last tour to bring you back to relevancy before the fall off. Like, it's just not looking good, bro. And that brings me to a bigger discussion, bro.
That's a silly take. J. Cole was always relevant.
Yeah, he stays relevant. I'll give him that. I won't say that he was, like, falling off of relevance.
I'm not seeing and that's
bro, perfect. Twitter's been gassing a J. Cole feature run for the last 4 years.
Listen, bro.
Hip-hop Twitter loves that nigga. He's like J.I. He's like about? Literally what they want J.I.D. to have, like, become over the last 5 years.
J. Cole has been cool, but if we being honest, that big three was talking about, that shit ended long time ago.
It was never J. Cole.
That's what I told you in a group chat.
It was never
J. Cole. No. This shit has not been relevant since 2017.
Two of them niggas continued on and still been at the top of their game, the top of their respective lanes.
Who is the two?
I mean, Drake still been the top of the rap game. Stop Kendrick it. Still been at the top of the Stop rap it. Game. That's undeniable.
But it was Future.
I want you to go through
Future
Drake's
was that fourth nigga that firmly submitted himself and stepped into that position with Hendrix, and he never gave it back. And Cole never came back.
White people
to,
are the
to
only
take
reason,
it away.
White people are the only reason Future's not in the big three.
I'm not mad at Future. Future's the only one post 2017 that I think has been dropping consistently good music.
Actually,
Drake has been dropping consistently. Good enough music
above
for him
average.
To remain the most relevant nigga in hip hop.
I mean, more so latching on to, like, who's hot, but
sure. But either way, like, Cole been out that conversation, and that brings me to this form of relevancy. Like, this is a legacy play right here, bro. This fall off shit.
Exactly.
Because I ain't gonna lie, we've been getting weak. I told y'all, Cole ain't been relevant in a decade. I'm sorry. Since 2014, that nigga has fallen off a fucking cliff. He's been here, here and there.
I disagree. Like, I think it was lost.
I don't know how you keep saying
nah,
that.
Nah.
I
think, you know how a nigga would be like a superstar X Factor?
But his peak was just, I think his peak was just overhyped. That doesn't mean, like, he fell off. You know, if the whole world overrates a nigga and then he comes back and, like, the world finally realizes, like, he's just who he is. Like, I don't think that's him falling
off. So you think he was overrated 2014? You think niggas blew it out of proportion?
I mean, I think it was, I like mean, a niggas trend. Was
talking about, you know, double time platinum, no feature.
Yeah, that no feature shit was like the, like that shit was the Thanos snap. Like, if you try to bring up any artist being goated, nigga, well, did he go no platinum with no features? So, like, you know, everybody was just ready to ride that J. Cole train, and that's not the trend anymore. So, like, trends change. It's music. It's entertainment. Like, I don't think.
I'm curious. I think I agree partially with that.
I think he's been running like overhyped. A lot with 21 Savage was huge. That song was huge, bro.
I was never one of the niggas who gassed the feature run, but there was a lot of niggas that gassed that feature run.
Do you think he was over high
relevant? What was he in the run other than that song?
Do you think we saw him in too high of a regard?
The Butcher, Johnny, whatever, that Caddy song, this track with Bia. Like, all, he was just doing a bunch of features, and everybody was calling everyone, like, the verse of the year. And I was like, all right, I mean, I guess. But wait, what you say,
no, Chance? No, he had a nice feature run, and you expect that from Cole, but nigga, like, you're talking about you as the best nigga. Fuck your feature run. A lot of niggas have nice feature runs. Wayne wasn't the best because he had the best feature run. He was the best because he had the best feature run, and he was also dropping Carter 2, Carter 3, Carter 4, Sorry for the Waits.
No ceiling.
You feel me?
But, like, nobody said, like, Wayne fell off, like, when the Carter... it's not true. Niggas just say...
No, niggas didn't say after the Carter 4. I think once the Carter 5 got delayed...
No, but my point is, like, the Carter 3 was his peak. So, just because, like, maybe the Carter 4 wasn't as popular as the Carter 3, doesn't mean he fell off. It's just that the Carter 3 was the shit. Same way that 2014 Four Souls Drive was the shit at the time. Niggas got a little bored. Grew up a little bit. Some of them older niggas, they still listen. I'm personally excited for the project because I think Taj set a pretty good premise.
Like, I'm curious.
It's all on the line right now.
Exactly. He has to. Let's end this all, but shit gets ugly.
I'm curious before we end this topic, though.
That's my final take.
Obviously, the question is true. But I'm saying, like, in a sense, like, do you think Cole fan base? Because I want to talk about this later with another artist. But is there really an opportunity in this day and age where we at in hip hop with the new generation? Is it possible for Cole to even grow his fan base at this point, realistically?
None of them are growing their fan base. Drake isn't growing his fan base. Kendrick isn't growing his fan base.
I'm saying, when did that stop you feel like, though?
I disagree. Drake, bro.
As niggas get older, niggas like Drake more. I'm saying, like, young niggas.
So you think Drake, that
9, 10-year-old know who Drake are?
Sell views first week?
Does a 9 or a 10-year-old know who J. Cole is? Does a 10 or 11-year-old know who J. Cole is for real?
You're crazy, bro. Hell yeah, bro. People can go back. Bro, if we were able to go back and, like, listen to early 2000s, like, hip-hop and hip-hop throughout the 2000s, like, with our technology, the kids can go back. Like, bro, I saw a tweet where a kid sent, or it was like an older, like, an uncle, but he was maybe like 30, and like one of his younger nephews sent him like Joey Badass. It was like, this shit is crazy, and he had to text him like, I was like in high school when this shit came out, and the little nephew just told him like, damn, you're old as shit. So it's like, these kids are definitely going back and like discovering music. Like, I think it's just not
facts. My niece was playing Channel Orange this past weekend. She was born in 2015. She's 8. She was playing Channel Orange.
Channel Orange at 8 is insane. She must be very smart, like, advanced.
I was just thinking about you. Like, genius. Thinking about you.
Her IQ is perfect.
The fuck on Channel Orange is resonating with you. You're 8.
She just likes the song. It's a great song.
Deep emotional intelligence at 8. But yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a legacy play for, like, him to grow new fans or, like, be back on top. But I do think it is, like,
I think he's going to remember you.
I think he knows he's in the hot seat. But I think he also wouldn't be doing all this shit if the album wasn't, like, good. So, I don't know. I'm going to just wait till it comes
out. I mean, he also thinks he's in his prime and that he's unfuckwittable. And we know those things to not be true. So,
I mean, I don't disagree he's in his prime. Maybe he is in his prime.
I think he's rapping. I like his raps, bro. I can't lie. I'm not about to say prime.
Maybe as a pure lyricist, maybe, but song making.
I mean, that's the thing. On this project, he wasn't even trying to make. It didn't sound like he was trying to make songs. He was trying to, like, he was just like bars, like, which is why it's probably not going to age the best, because a lot of them was like, I'm the best. Niggas can't fuck with me. Like, that was a lot of the bars.
Not going to age well, nigga.
So, like, now that he can't get those bars off, I'm curious to hear what the fall off sounds like. What are you about to be rapping about?
Nigga better change every song.
I don't know,
all the content.
I just know he's staying on my roster.
Niggas shaking up. I mean, I don't know.
How do y'all feel about, I saw Academics said, he messaged Drake and said, he said, please don't apologize or do some shit like Cole. And according to academics, Drake responded to academics and he said, I'm offended and hurt that you would even ask me some shit like that. Basically indicating that Drake is cooking up a response. He's cooking up a
Drake is funny responding to this message.
Drake be acting like we didn't live through 2018, bro. We saw you bow out of the Pusha beef and then say like Jay Prince told me stop. And the nigga was like, I really had something crazy in the tank. And Jay Prince was like, don't do it. Like, bro, we saw you stutter in front of Bron. Like, Drake, we saw you. I lived through this.
Bron clip is crazy.
Niggas gave him a pass, though. I ain't gonna lie. They gave him a pass, and the baby made niggas forget. Like, we remember who exposed the baby, but after that, Drake just embraced him fully. And it was all about the kid at that point. I think niggas low-key forgot about the diss a little bit. Like, Drake was in blackface, bro. Like, that shit was insane.
Like, that shit was crazy.
I'm not gonna say I forgot about it, but that's not something you think about, like, really, unless somebody, like, pops it up on the TL. Like, niggas low-key, it was in the back of their mind, like, and I think niggas wanted to forget it. Like, niggas didn't want to see Drake go out like that. So, bro, niggas in the back of their mind, like, forced themselves to forget some of that shit.
It was like a lecture to go to. Like, you missed the first class because you think it's like just syllabus week, but it was really like the first lecture. So then you come to the second class and like you're mad behind. Like, that's kind of how the Pusha diss felt. It was just too much information to where like you don't even want to come to class next time. Like, you're just sick over the idea of class. Like, that diss, yeah, that diss was special, but interesting week for J. Cole fans, man.
Damn. All right, let's get on Unheard off. I got somebody. I think it's R&B though, so maybe y'all won't take it. Lead it off with some rap.
Do I have any bars?
Make it like me about to play Doja Cat.
Fuck it, I haven't played Real Slummy yet on the pod. I've been like shouting him out on socials. Real Slummy produced like 5 tracks on Bash for the World's project. Same type beat, similar type beat. He's a little bit more grungy, I guess I would say. A little bit more street. This is Minding My Business. My Benity, hoes be creeping. I'm not choke, baby. I don't need no BM. My Benity, nigga, want favors. I'm doing my thing. I'm check my DMs. My business, I'm living my fate. We really outside, and these niggas can see it. My Benity, you niggas be hating, but you better step on that shit when I see it. My Benity, hoes be creeping. I'm not choke, baby. I don't need no BM. My Benity, nigga, want favors. I'm doing my thing. I'm check my DMs. My business, I'm living my fate. We really outside, and these niggas can see it. My Benny, you niggas be hating, but you better step on that shit. When I tell a bitch part of my French, I ain't cuffing the hoes, cause I already know how I get. We ain't riding Balenci no more. New Givenchy, my head to my toes. Ay, point me where the cake at. Far from where them J's at. 2 rays in my car goes. Bopping like I'm K-Black. Alright, this week's viral tweet also comes with a little segment, Q1 report. Viral tweet comes from Sydney Page. She said, quote, I really want y'all to stop saying Q1, Q2, et cetera, in everyday talk. Please, what are you trying to prove? With that being said, here's our Q1 report on music.
Hilarious.
We're going to go through some of our top projects, our favorite moments of the year so far. What are we looking for in Q2? Shout out, Sydney.
I'm confused.
Vance is going to go ISO, give us some industry shit of Q1. Then we're going to do like early award outlooks for end of the year. You know, we have Rookie of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, MVP. Want to do a little quick outlook on that.
What is she upset about?
Q1, upset about,
Q2. Oh, my God. Nigga, don't even bring it up. Chance is a financial, bro.
You don't even think it's like this is normal everyday conversation.
As fuck.
Chance is referencing like the last 3 months. Like, that's not even the same thing.
That tweet hurt Chance. It's like the perfect.
Nigga really got offended.
Like, Q1, Q2, that's not a crazy thing to say in just everyday speak, nigga. Like, the first half of the year. Is that a crazy thing to say? I guess half one.
That's hilarious.
What do you think about the first quarter of the year? I don't know.
It's just the fact that nobody actually talked. Well, nope. You can't even explain it to Chance, so why it's like funny.
How else would you reference the first 3 months of the year? So what y'all just said, like last 3 months?
It's just the fact that nobody really references it. It was never really that common of a reference thing.
Q1's just upset about everything. But all right. I digress.
I feel like Q1 has been kind of crazy. I can't lie. I feel like we've gotten a lot of good music. A lot of solid albums.
And a lot of great music. Suspiciously, a lot of great music.
Yeah, I think, go ahead.
I think we had a lot of people drop for the... I mean, it's this kind of same. It's a cycle, you know? I think we had a lot of people drop at the end of last year. And a lot of people probably held their albums in anticipation for that, just ready to hit the button at the top of the year. And I think that's what we're seeing the result of now. Like all genres are really kind of going crazy. I feel like rap, you know, you have Tyla with the kind of pop stuff, Ariana Grande in the pop lane, Kali Uchis drop,
Beyonce, Faye. Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, like the cowboy. I mean, like just the recent stuff too. Like all the music we've just gotten in like the last 3 weeks is crazy. I don't know if y'all heard the Doja Cat Deluxe. Scarlett to Claude, she added 7 extra songs to her album last year. I can't remember what it was called, but the joint that had Agoura Hills on it. And I love the deluxe. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it might be my favorite little package of, like, bang for buck, you know, pound for pound. How do you say that? Like, might be my favorite package of, like, 7 songs, like, this year. Just a lot of good music this quarter. Can't complain. Especially from the labels.
The Ye, the Vulture drop, you definitely got the heavy hitters, a lot of big names out this quarter. But you also got, you know, a lot of smaller guys, a lot of up and coming guys. We had the Bash for the World that came out. Remember, that was great. The Baby Drill, I'm not gonna lie. The Baby Drill has some staying power. That's been sticking around in the rotation. Really good album from Baby Drill. The Serpent with Feet, he dropped this year. I don't know if y'all heard his project, but great project, great music. It's a really on good that. Project. Lil the Shimmy Webster dropped. Man, a little bit of everybody. We got.
So what's your top? Give me your top. You want to go top 3 or 5?
Top 5 that just has some staying power for me. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. The Future Metro. I feel like it gets better with time. Like, really, really easy to replay, re-listen to. You know, not a whole lot of fluff. I think. They dropped some good music, so they've been standing in a rotation.
Very strong 7 for me. Very strong 7.
Let me see what else.
There's been so many good singles, too, that
the I Baby dropped. Drill, like I said, I've been the Baby Drill. All
right, I can give you a quick 5. Take Tyla, Faye Webster, Bash for the World. That's 3. Probably the Doja Cat and the McGee Project. I don't know if y'all have heard of McGee.
MK. I will go there. So about the Tyler for probably like, I don't know, Baby Drill, just don't matter the order. And so about them last two niggas for, I would say the Bash from
what
this year.
What's that ad-lib on Baby Drill, like that he does? I don't even know if he does it. It's just a joke every time. It just throw me off every time because I'm like, is he doing this sound? Or is this like a snippet from something? It sounds like the nigga from Snowfall, the buff nigga. It's like he's doing the ad-lib.
Jerome ad-lib. It's yeah. Crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. And then for my 5th, I can't put a whole album in a 5th. I would say Vance, like a lot of different singles, even singles off the new music. Like, I ain't gonna lie, that PND single.
Real Woman.
Fire.
That joint is real smooth. I ain't gonna lie, that Charlotte Day, she dropped 3, well, really 2 this year, but 3 on the album. They've been getting heavy plays, like mainstays in a rotation. And then I've been on a lot of shit from last year, man. I think that my G Jordan Good People has stuck around.
We're not worried about that. Q4, as you would say, right? I'm focused on Q1. Shit.
Yeah, good music overall, though.
Tosh?
All right, my top 5.
Or you said
my
7.
My number 1. Huh?
Top so 7? You said 7, right?
No, you said like 5. 7 is way too many.
Yeah, I wrote down like 10, but I'll go my top 5. My top 5, okay. Number 1, Erica DeCassia. I don't think anybody drafted her. I don't think we even shouted that out of that project.
Interesting.
Just really good project. It's in like the FK Twigs kind of realm of just like music. It's really good. What was it called again? Still. Just great music. Number 2, I got Bash. Love Bash. Mad I didn't draft him, even though he was on my roster last year. Huge fumble by me. Number 3, I got Lil Shimmy. We didn't mention this project yet on a pod yet either, but he dropped a really good project. There's one feature that kind of ruins it, but on the project. But other than that, it's like every song just gets constant replay.
Who is it? V's?
No, not V's. It's like some random. Just like it sounds like his friend. Like he just let his friend get a verse. But
I saw people shitting on the V's verse. I didn't know if that's what you were talking about. Okay.
No, I wasn't mad at the V's verse. It was BLP Culture.
Oh, I want to say it was him. Nah, that's a. Man, he's way more popular than you even know, but you don't even want to know about.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Slim Drill situation.
Gotcha. So that's my 3. 4, I got, I really like the, I don't know if I want to go Tierra Whack or Faye Webster for my number 4 spot. So they're kind of like the same, they get like, they occupy the same replay space of like when I want a certain bag, I kind of go there.
Both potent.
Yeah, and then number 5, my other like top rap project that's been talked about a bunch, is kind of like a two-way tie between Future and Schoolboy Q. I probably replay the Future more just because it's like an easy listen, whereas the Schoolboy Q, I really kind of lock in a little bit. So I got Future in my top 5 at the moment. Honorable mentions, Tyler's also right there. I just don't replay it that much. I think it's like if I was giving it a review, like a rating number review, it would score higher than a few of these projects, but just from like my personal re-listen, I don't re-listen that much.
Facts.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, mine was more on a personal re-listen basis as far as not really a true rating.
I just, no, yeah, just rotation.
Been, yeah, I just been sticking in rotation, how I've been feeling lately. I feel like it's been good times, man. The weather been getting better, so I'm going to say the faith for when it get, when, you know, beach days, shit like that. So,
Top song.
This year?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to pull up the Apple Music replay. Let's see what Apple Music telling me.
I can't lie. This isn't my top song.
From this year.
Oh, yeah.
Technically from this year, really from this year, it would be the Forever, the Charlotte Day and Snow Allegra.
That's not a bad one.
Oh, it's that's from last year, but it's on the album for this year. So we ain't going to count that. The next one would be Checkups, Baby Drill, YTB Fat, Rifle 9.
Yeah, that's like AI song for you. Like if they were like, make a chant song, Baby Drill, Rob 49, YTB Fat. top listener chants. I love that. That's real.
Those are my top songs from this year.
I actually have a playlist of like, I started this playlist called Just 2024 Music. And every time I get a song that I like play ad nauseum, I just add it to the playlist.
That's my only playlisting strategy ever. That's funny.
That's just for this one. So far, I only got 17 songs in there. But I got the Lil Tecca Down With Me single. I just replayed that ad nauseum. The Tizo Up and Down. That was incredible. Like, to the Lil Deluxe. Sims Far Away. I played that ad nauseum. The Mike with the Earl and the Tony Schnow on God.
It's a very tough song.
Tyler Breathe Me got added. And Lo Shimmy Pray for Peace. Those are like the highlights that I get replayed a bunch.
I know niggas don't be tapping into the I know a lot of niggas don't like to tap into the singles before the album drop. I don't usually like to either, but I had to make an exception in this case, bro. But I'm telling niggas, man, this Charlotte Day, this project is gonna be like special, bro. Like, it really is. Based off these singles, like, I'm telling niggas, man, like, look.
Why? Why do you say that?
Bruh.
What is it about the singles?
Songwriting just impeccable. Impeccable. Flawless. Her voice is so rich and unique and just feel like a hug, man. Like,
is it
like
the same warm patented hug. I haven't listened to the singles. Is it the same patented, like, Charlotte Day voice, or is it a new voice?
I mean, it's her patented voice, but that's what happened when you a real singer. Like, she got real soul, so the way she manipulated and just, it's like that, man. It's like that. And I'm telling niggas, we're going to look back at that pick and we're going to be like, man, who was the MVP this year, bro? I'm telling you, man. That's who's going to win the league for me.
So I'm guessing that's what you're looking forward to most in Q2, the Charlotte
Day. Let's get into it, man. Q2, man. Fresh off Q2, hot off the press, man. Listen, bro. We gave y'all a little taste in Q1 at the label, bro. Like I mentioned, the Charlotte Day singles. You got two of the three pack last year, but you got the Real Woman Party Next Door. We dropped the first half of the Metro Future.
I mean, you got the second half dropping in what, tomorrow night? Days. Yeah.
Four Bats. He dropped a single. But look, man, I think everybody.
Q2 years to make or break. That's everybody's gonna be dropped Q2. By then. For
except
you.
For I think I got ASAP still, and who was Q2's the other nigga I had on my label? And like Tim
not dropping.
ASAP and Tim.
ASAP. I don't know. This man Pump Fakes his release every year.
Why did he sneak that in? Like,
that was an insane pick, to be told. But
like my Ty Dolla pick. I wish I should have drafted him this year.
Whose show was ASAP Rocky at? It was at some show.
The Icy Twat.
Yeah, Icy Twat. This man ASAP just doing side missions.
I saw he was previewing, like, I saw he was like ASAP played 6 like unreleased songs. I'm like, damn, nigga, that's like a listening session. Like,
nigga,
usually
father,
niggas
man.
Play like one song. Like, he really wanted everybody to hear like what he's been working on.
He really
like,
needs his opinions.
Like, yeah, sounds like he's scared to drop 6 unreleased songs at the concert. Somebody else's concert is nuts.
And no leaks like came through.
Yeah, I don't know.
No leaks going viral.
We don't know what we're gonna do about ASAP. He's the ultimate wild card on my team.
That's hilarious.
You know, that's
he
the beauty of it.
Nothing got leaked. That's hilarious.
I don't know why I took him at 5. I just swore one of y'all was gonna take him.
Nothing got leaked is hilarious. Previewing 6 songs and being like, "Yo, cut it." And niggas don't even drop the snippet. Niggas
not
don't
a single
create
phone
a subreddit.
Up.
No Kraken Files link. I haven't seen any ASAP Rocky links.
Speaking of leak, well, this wasn't leak. Lucky previewed it on his story. This is what I'm most excited for. Huge Lucky
fan.
No, Jim
you didn't even let me tell y'all who I'm. You didn't even let me finish my point, man.
You didn't you listed off your whole roster.
I listed off the preview, bro. But check this out, man. We're coming back to back to back. Like, we're heavy hitters. We got The Future Metro. We still don't trust you, niggas. We
I could have sworn you said this.
We got their P4 coming up right after that. You and just, then, first week of May, we got the Charlotte Day Wilson, man. Sion
second
Blue.
Week of May, you got 4 bets.
And the second week of May, we got 4 bets, nigga. Like, this going to let y'all know. Niggas is spinning the fold and panic after this quarter, nigga. Like, we're about to go on a 10-game win streak, nigga. Like,
this would be hilarious to clip into like episode 155 after all these projects.
In exactly 5 weeks.
Hey, I'm betting on us, bro. If you want to put your money somewhere, man, I don't know what the futures is on me winning the league this year, but the odds are going to shift dramatically.
Plus 10 trillion.
Buy now. We was number 1 already, but like we really about to get there. Like, it's not even going to make no sense to bet on us. You're going to have to bet fucking 2,000 to win 100 bucks. So, look, it's just right. Like that.
Before Chance started spewing more label propaganda, I was talking about what I was most excited for Q2. Lucky teased a single. Not even a single, just a song. Put it on his Instagram. Heart on my sleeve.
Put it in right. It's right now. It's got a...
It's called Heavy on My Heart. That's what it's going for right now, but that's not the official name. That's just what the niggas have called it. This shit is beautiful.
I probably made that shit look simple. Everybody knew that shit get hard. I probably deserve to be the richest. I waited longer than everybody. I probably told that hoe I miss her. She probably said I'm for everybody. Just cause I laugh don't mean it's true. Shit got a whole different meaning with you. You probably lie right to my face. I made you think I'm believing you. I'm his brother and we po' 8. It's probably the only safe thing to do. I'm in some track house for like race. And ain't even know what I was speeding to. Really a rapper, but I'm with the wolves. Cause I know they got dreams too.
That's the quickest retweet of all of March, for sure. Or maybe that was April. Maybe that was this past week, but I retweeted that immediately. Yeah, I'm excited for Lucky Project. I like the last one. You said it grew on you a lot, right?
Yeah, both of the last two, Sex, Money, Drugs, and the one, I forgot what it was even called.
Flawless Like Me, that one grew on me a lot.
They both grew on me. Like, I thought initially they were both like low 7s. And it's just like every time I replay it, it's like, damn, this shit just hits more and more. So,
shout out that project. Shout out 2021 Vibes. And shout out Cash Cobain. We had our Fisher episode a couple weeks ago, but it feels like just in the past 4 weeks, like the Cash Cobain bubble has exploded. I feel like it's only right to report on, you know, he had his quote unquote Slizzy Fest that was scheduled for a week from yesterday or a week from Sunday. So 2 Sundays ago, and it got shut down. I think there was fights going on outside the venue or, you know, just New York shit. And he ended up, like, they said he was Martin Luther King walking down and led a crowd into, where was it? Like, what, Union Square?
Yeah, it was, like, the Union Square area.
And he just had, like, a acoustic concert with, like, damn near probably at least, like, 500 people behind him. Like, that was a few hundred people. That all goes to say, I think Cash Cobain, you know, maybe not the whole 2024, I'm not even trying to hate, like, not on that type of timing, but, like, in terms of, like, when I'm most excited, like, this summer, I'm excited to see what his album does. I feel like there's a lot of hype around his name right now, and that Fisher song is taking off. So yeah, I want to see what the album does. Excited.
That's another thing I'm excited for. What sound is going to rule the summer? I feel like it's been an Afrobeat summer for like the last three summers. And I've been starting to hear some backlash. A lot of the niggas who are like really outside daily, like, damn, y'all gonna play Afrobeats for 3 hours? But like, so I feel like they're starting to get a little bit of backlash. Like that is like now being played like crazy everywhere. So is it gonna be like this rap, like Future type shit? Is it gonna
Boss be Boss Man D-Lo, you know?
Is it gonna be like on that wave, or is it gonna be Afrobeat wave, like the reigning champion? Is it gonna be on this Slizzy sound? Like, I wanna see what the sound of the summer is. That's another thing I'm looking forward to.
The girls are going crazy too. Meg just dropped her single. She's back on her kind of like, I don't wanna, you know, it's like ass shaking music. I don't wanna like delegate it to strictly that, but you know, like, it's back on the shit, the Tina Snow type music, you know, that, and I felt like that was always her bag. You know, she was getting off track with the gimmicky shit and the pop songs. But I feel like this song is really good for her. And then, you know, Glorilla is going crazy right now. The Yeah Glow song just keeps ascending. And she hopped on the Boss Man D-Lo remix of his song Finesse. So yeah, shout out Glorilla. I feel like a lot of people thought that with Ice Spice and Sexy Red, it might be quiet for Glow. I feel like a lot of people wrote her off. She didn't write back.
Who recorded that? Geno Smith.
Yeah.
All right, passing the ball back to Vance. ISO, quick ISO. What's the industry shit we should be looking out for going into Q2? Is it TikTok UMG? Is it Spotify? Is it what's going on? What should we be looking out for?
You have a lot of things going on. I will say, I think, you know, on the surface level, I think AI is going to be at the forefront of a lot of conversations just in the past week. You had kind of two big pieces of news. Spotify dropped their royalty model, their brand new royalty model of how artists are now getting paid, and it's set up and it's meant to deter bad actors from, you know, faking streams illegally or getting AI music onto the platform and streamed a bunch. So they're changing, you know, how like the minimum threshold of streams you need, how many unique listeners you need, so you can't just be one person putting your song on repeat forever and getting paid off of that. So at least they're claiming that they're taking some, you know, initiatives to combat the wave of AI and generative music. And then, you know, on the flip side, you have the artists who banded together. I can't remember through what publication. I don't know if it was the National Music Publishers Association or what, but bunch of songwriters, artists, Billie Eilish, Metro Boomin, all came together in like statement against AI, saying that like they don't want their music, their publicly, you know, kind of like recorded music, to be used in data tracking for AI music. There's kind of been this wave the past week. I don't know if it
was the name of the
Suno site? AI.
Yeah, I
think it's called Suno AI, and you can type in a prompt and it just like makes a quick. I don't know if it can make a full length, like 3-4 minute song, but I think just off of the previews that I was seeing, it was like 40-50 second snippets, just quick little like commercial type music. And it sounded good. You know, the music wasn't bad. It was kind of scary. So a bunch of artists are obviously, you know, starting to speak out too, very publicly against the AI thing. So I think that's one thing to look for on the surface, but you know, under the surface, under the iceberg, you know, obviously the layoffs and kind of this major label restructure that we're seeing go on, kind of coinciding along with the TikTok fight between UMG and TikTok over, you know, use of the, it's really just such a childish battle, but you know, the result of that too, I think we're gonna see a lot more smaller deals, kind of in the way that we were praising Brent Faiyaz over the past couple of years for how he's been able to maneuver through the industry. I think we're going to see, not to say that everybody's going to be able to do it like Brent, but I think we're going to see more small, interesting pieces of business, different, just unique deals as a result of this kind of restructure among the major labels. So I would say those are kind of the two things between the artist restructure and then kind of the fight against AI. I think those are kind of the two things on the forefront right now.
All right. Nice ISO. You got a bucket in clutch time. That's it. That was a Q1 report. Live from under. Anybody got under?
off of that.
Yeah, Migo, man. I'm going to R&B, man. Stand out from Q1, man. Great album this week. Like I said, the certain was Page Grip. I'm going to play that. Damn, which one do I play, bro? I'm going to play the safe word, bro. I got the more interesting hook. Play the safe word, but check out the album, bro. Penny saved might be a penny earned, but if you save the freaky shit for later, you never learn. A penny saved is a penny earned, but save that freaky shit for later, you never learn. The safe word is me. Quick reviews, let's each just take one album. Concrete Boys, Bryson Tiller, self-titled, Beyonce, Cowboy Carter.
I didn't listen to Bryson.
I'll take the Bryson, man.
I'll take right. Concrete.
All right, and I got
I wanted Cowboy to have Carter. A little no, there's really not much to discuss. I would say my takeaway from the album, bro, Bryson Tiller dropped self-titled, interesting for a third project, but cool. No, 19 songs, 50 minutes, just want to preview the project. I would say it's very much Bryson Tiller, man. Still in his own world. I think he's trying to push outside, like sonically, he's pushing outside of that sort of trap soul lane, very much like what he's done on his debut and then his third project, the blue one. What do I think of it, man? I think Bryson Tiller is at that point where I feel like he's carved out a fan base, man. If you was, you know, 18, 20-ish, 22-ish when Trap Soul came out, you know, you had an affinity for Bryson Tiller. You were forming, really cementing your music taste, and you're in that, like, late 20 to early 30 range. I think, you know, he'll forever probably live in your heart. You're going to check out what he's doing, especially as you get older. I feel like you come a little bit more closed off to exploring and getting into new music, but
this man doing a psychology assessment. What's your review of the album?
My review of the album is that, man, listen, it's solid, bro. If you like Bryson Tiller, it's solid. I think Bryson Tiller's ultimately going to be satisfied with the project. He will obviously never reach the peaks of Trap Soul. But I think he got one off. I think the formula is the Chris Brown formula at this point. Every few years, drop a, you know, 20 plus song LP, kind of live in your world, appeal to your fans, appease your fans. You know, hopefully one or two blow up. You add it to your legacy tour set list. You go on a legacy tour every two to three times a decade. And this is the formula. All I have to say is that look, crazy. Man.
Why do you think Bryson Tiller is getting a legacy tour?
He said this is for the residencies.
No residencies, but I just feel like that's the formula, man. That's the bag he in these days. I don't know, man. What could have been? I feel like my biggest takeaway, too, is just the sophomore project, man. That might be the most critical project in all of music, bro. Because that shit will literally bury you. I don't think he ever recovered from that dud.
All right.
Taj, okay. I mean, I know it's just one person review. I just want to hear how you feel. Was I too harsh? Was that too crazy?
I think you were pretty harsh. He were pretty harsh. Yeah, he mentioned like he hated True to Self himself in this whole rollout. He did like a video of him interviewing himself. He was like, I felt like I wasn't true to self, true to myself with True to Self. Thus, this being self-titled. Rice is an interesting guy. This is an interesting album. Like Random Access Memories is kind of like a TikTok, chasing a TikTok sound. I need access from my I don't know. Vance has this series of tweets where he's like, make the main thing the main thing. That's kind of what Bryson Tiller is doing. Keeping like he knows it, like Chance hinted at it. He knows his audience is like women and he got one with whatever she wants. It's kind of been like the almost like trick music. Like, I'm gonna trick on. That's kind of what he does throughout the album. Like, I'm gonna be the perfect male.
Just crooning.
That girl's exactly like that's what the just album crooning. Is essentially. And he does it in different ways. So
I don't think he does it that much differently though. Like, it's same old Bryson. Like, it's like the slightly auto-tune like croons mixed in with like the fast paced like auto-tune. Like, he's just gonna rap just fast enough to where like you don't really care about what he's saying or what the bars are like. You know what I mean?
You're just, an elite hater, bro. You are really an elite hater.
In between those, bro.
You said you're gonna rap so fast.
I'm not gonna hate though, man. Listen, what you're saying. I think music is his career, bro. He got off one. I think he's some.
The back, yo, we gotta do a counter of just like backhanded compliments. Chance has gotten off in this one review. Nigga said, like, hey, you making minutes. A living off music. That's cool. Good for you. You doing what you love. Love that for you. At the end of the day, whatever makes you happy, I'm happy. If you happy, I'm happy.
That's insane, bro. Elite hate.
I'm sorry, man. All right, maybe that was a little too harsh. I mean, but was anything I said there wrong, bro? Let's just be honest. Taj, you can...
You don't have to gaslight us into, like, getting the few Bryson fans that listen back on your side. Like, you had your take. You can just come back next week with a better take. It's okay.
And that was Vance's turn to give the Concrete Boys a review.
All right. Concrete Boys. Like Taj said earlier, if he could tell J. Cole Thursday night before, like, to leave the last song off of the album, I would tell the I'm not about to hate the way y'all think about the hate. Y'all just think I hate Yachty.
Concrete Boys?
Listen, I'm saying I would
we just waved it off. You said no. No.
Look to your right, look to your left. We can only keep one of you.
Look, bro.
It's hilarious.
Not even. I like the project. I was gonna say though, like, I would have told them to I wish they would have dropped individual projects and like built out the artist worlds individually before doing the compilation tape. That was like kind of my only thing, because I think it was easy for them to kind of get jumbled together and like lost in the kind of mix of the project. There were a lot of songs on there. I think personally, in terms of like the rankings, obviously Yachty was cool. In terms of like who exceeded expectations the most, I would probably put Camo at the top. I think he performed best on this project. Then I think Yachty was cool. I'm just not a Draft Day fan, so I'm going to have to put him last. And then I liked Caribou, but I was expecting her to fin, like, you know, I was expecting this to be the one where she kind of showed that she was the one. And I feel like she kind of dropped the ball in that regard. But you know, at the same time, I think Camo exceeded expectations for me. I didn't really know much about him before, and I liked all of his features on here. There was one song though, I think it was called Cain and Abel, with Yachty, and it was like my favorite song. And then I woke up today and went to play the album, and it's gone. Which, like, I can't even lie, like, drastically put, like, at least one point, it puts the album down, like, at least one point. Like, that was my favorite song on the album. Like, imagine they just took your favorite song off the Future album, like, today. Like, they let you listen to it and then took it away.
Was there any reasoning?
I don't know. I didn't investigate. I would assume a sample. But, you know, when it's a sample, usually it's, like, grayed out. Like, they just say it's not available while they try to clear it. But they just, I guess, whatever sample. Maybe it was some Japanese shit. Like, just saying that because I know they don't play about their samples, like, you try to take anything from over there, like, without paying, you're cooked, brother.
Damn.
So, I mean, yes. I don't know. I'm just speculating, but
I mean, I'm with you. I thought Camo was a standout. I really wish there was more from Camo before, just because I was, like, kind of lost trying to piece together, like, is this Camo rapping right now?
I know.
Which one is rapping right now? But once I, like, did that detective work, I was like, yeah, Camo's the best. I really thought this was going to be, like, I don't know if you guys remember when ASAP did their little first collective and like Playboi Carti had like those few moments scattered
cozy
throughout.
Tapes.
Yeah, Cozy Tapes. And Playboi Carti had those few moments. It was like just the insane hook. And you're like, oh shit, yeah. They're setting Carti up to be the one. I thought that's what this was going to be for Caribou. It was not that for Caribou. It was more so just kind of like team player, Caribou. So, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm never a fan of the compilations, but I'm glad you brought up the ASAP tapes because I feel like they actually try on those. I just feel like niggas just get on here. Do they even be trying? Like, I just be so uninspired listening to this shit. Like, it was fine, but it's just like, why would I, like, what is, I guess the point of the compilation tape, right, is to spotlight the other artists on a label, particularly the not as popular ones. And I just don't think we did a good job of that here.
I just feel like regardless of how much the other artists try, like Vance and I both said Camo is a standout, regardless of how hard he tries to carry, like these compilation tapes aren't going to like pop off unless the main nigga like puts his heart into it. Like think about like Kanye with Cruel Summer. Kanye was like rapping his ass off, like trying to get everybody looks. Like Yachty was kind of more so coasting. It's just like, I know I'm like the one. I'm just gonna kind of coast.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this can't be the same Yachty who was giving Rallo Rodriguez Teleport Junkie and Drake his joint. I'm like, this can't be
it's
him.
Not the same. It's not the same pack. It can't be the same notebook. It can't be. Do you think it was like rushed? It feels rushed, but I don't know. Like, I just feel like they could have done better.
I think it was definitely mistimed. Like, if you're following, I think Yachty had just signed some deal with QC, like basically for the whole Concrete Boys initiative. I'm trying to find the actual deal, but it was like a picture. I just remember seeing a picture of him with Coach and P.
To where they officially put it on paper that it's like a JV under QC.
Exactly. And then like the very next week, they started doing it like singles, and then the album came out the very next week. So it seemed like business was kind of holding it up. Whereas we mentioned like two episodes ago of like, this project probably should have came out around the same time as like 21 Savage's project, like top of the year.
Whenever that like freestyle was still, popped
exactly.
off.
Exactly. And then like Mo Jams was still kind of hot. I just feel like it was missed time. So kind of sucks for everybody on the roster.
Yeah, I'm just like, what's the next move? Like, I feel like this didn't do enough to make anybody like particularly excited for a solo project for any of these people. So it's like,
I mean, Yachty's got the shit with James Blake. So like Yachty's straight.
But the rest of the roster, like, I don't really know. Out. That has nothing to do with Concrete.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, I am now checking for a Camo tape. I think everybody was already going to give Caribou at least one listen just because she's like interesting.
I guess nothing changed though. I mean, I guess for Camo, yeah. But for the people like us that had that review of the project, but I just feel like it didn't move the needle when I feel like that's the whole point of a compilation tape. Because, you know, Cruel Summer changed, it moved the needle.
Yeah, didn't move the needle for me. But last quick review. Project that an artist had always moved the needle. I think you can honestly just stitch together my review from Renaissance 2022, Beyonce, Cowboy Carter. I feel like it's just not fun reviewing Beyonce. She's just like perfect. It's like reviewing Bruno Mars or like...
Facts.
It's like she's going to do this album. She's going to do her homework. She's going to make sure the right writers are involved, the right producers, the right features. Like everything's kind of perfect. It's just a really good country album. Like we mentioned last project that she's going for the album of the year. Like if I was a voter, I would be like very cool with Cowboy Carter winning album of the year. I think we said in pre-production, she's probably going to get robbed again because Taylor Swift is dropping in 2 weeks. Billie Eilish is dropping in a month. And the Academy loves them more than they love Bash anybody else. Yeah, Bash might swoop in when the album of the year from the Academy. But it was a really good project. Strangely, like I'm an anti-single guy, but 16 Carriages still ended up, even after the whole project was done, being one of my favorite songs. I would go 16 Carriages. Then the Sweet Honey Bucking was really good. Riverdance was really good. And then the song with Miley Cyrus was really good. And then the Jolene cover. Like I said that before, I thought the Jolene cover was going to be like heat. I said it in our group chat. And it's like top 10 on Billboard now. So shout out Beyonce. She just, I don't know. It's just not fun for me to review her projects, but it's a good listen.
I'm like a secret member of the Beehive.
I'm not. It's just hard to be like... You just gotta
trying
it's
to
like,
be undercover.
You gotta see like LeBron being your favorite player. Like, yeah, the nigga's gonna be the best. Like, it's like I kind of want an arc of like her being down, her being up, her being down.
Because then it feels like anything you critique, it feels very nitpicky.
Yeah.
Man, they over there printing money, man. They trying to buy another $2 billion house, nigga.
My fault, Mr. Socialist.
Same nigga who got mad about Q1 and Q2 critiques. Q2
terminology not being used in daily speech.
I'll be honest, man. Yeah. I'm going to have to check it out.
Let's get to last words.
Low key. You
know, all in all, great year of music, man. Check us out. All the socials. Check out Cosign. All
right. Unheard on events and we're out.
Play a track from this artist, Remy Wolf. She has a great voice. She's dropping her project, I believe, in July. But she just dropped the first single, track one. It's called Cinderella. Podcast over, dog.